Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Doing this because we have a public service announcement, Jamie.
Oh, we do? What's wrong?
The Broncos have issued a statement saying that if you're hanging on to a paper ticket for tomorrow night's game, it's a scam.
Yeah, there's no paper tickets.
It's a scam. So if somebody's trying to sell you a ticket and it's paper, no. There you go.
I feel bad for the older people.
What do you mean?
Because I think of people like my dad, for example. He doesn't even have a cell phone.
I agree.
You know, that's the only problem.
No, I agree with you. I thought of this this morning, or maybe it was last night. But I mean, we're talking 80,000 people. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people that have had tickets with the Broncos since like 1962 or something, you know?
Yeah.
And they may not even know how to use a phone to get into the game.
That's what I'm saying. My dad doesn't even have a cell phone.
Right.
And he's like, what the hell would I need one of them
so
for?
What do you do with those people?
Yeah, I don't know. It's very odd to me. That and then all the... Because I don't even get a ticket for an airplane on my phone because I don't trust my phone. Just because I don't trust me.
Yeah.
I don't trust me as far as like, what if I lose my phone?
Well, what if it's not charged?
What if it's not charged? Well, they set up all these charging stations. Did you see that around the stadium outside?
Yeah. So you can charge your phone just in case your ticket's on there.
Yeah, which just seems like a big cost to me.
Yeah, me too. And I'm with you. I think there are people that have been going to the game for many, many years, and this is really inconvenient for them because they don't know what to do at this point.
Well, I guess what they found out is a lot of people were selling their entire season of tickets, and this eliminates that. Now you can't, and they would do it where they would electronically transfer it, and you could print out, like, so I could print out a ticket or send it to you, the link, and then you could print it off and go in my place. Well, now I guess you can't do that. Unless I give you my whole phone.
No, I guess not.
Is that crazy?
So let me ask this, because I don't know what the answer is. I've been to a Bronco game. I think I went to one last year, and tickets are really expensive, to be honest with you. So I don't have season tickets or anything like that. But if you have a ticket in your computer, can you print out the ticket and take it, a piece of paper?
I don't think so.
I thought they said all paper
is gone.
Is gone.
That's what I'm saying. Right? Is I don't think you, and now I don't want to be an expert because I don't really know, but I think that you can't because they don't want season ticket holders. They want to stop this whole thing with season ticket holders giving their tickets to other people. But if I'm sick and
I want
to,
it's my ticket.
It's my ticket. I paid for it, and I want you to go.
Yeah.
Or let's say my son, if he's older, him and his buddy go, and I have season ticket. Maybe I don't know. Because that seems like a real.
I couldn't tell by the way they were saying it, and maybe somebody else knows on TextNate or whatever, the way I took it was that the way they used to print the tickets, those beautiful glossy tickets, that's gone. But electronically, you could probably download on your computer and print it out and take it to the game. But I don't know that for sure.
So what does it say, Sean? You can do it? You can transfer them?
You can.
Thank God.
They're going to be digital. Obviously, if you don't have an Apple or Android device, you can log in through the browser. And in the app, you can view, transfer, or resell your tickets.
Okay.
But good. I can't find anything that says what happens if you don't have a mobile device.
Yeah.
But because I had heard a rumor they were going to give them like a card, like a credit card that would have the tickets on them, but I don't know.
It's confusing.
It is.
You know, because I heard this too, that in order to exercise your tickets, you had to download the Broncos 360 app.
Hmm.
Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah, I guess there's a 360 app, and I think I know about that app.
Oh, yeah, I did because they're tracking you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why people were upset about it, because they're tracking you.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I saw that professor talk about that.
Now you're adding an app to the phone
that
you have to go through. There are a lot of people that may not know how to navigate that app or know what an app is. You know what I mean?
I know. Does somebody know what's going on?
Jerry does.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Hey, Jerry, you're saving our lives.
Hey, it's kind of funny you guys mentioned this. I just did this last night. I was... the people that sit next to us couldn't make the game, and I always tell them, hey, if you want to sell your tickets, sell them to me. And they're not going to the game this weekend. So last night, her and I got together, and you can transfer. You have to give your phone number, and you have to give your email address. And then you just transfer them over, and you're done.
But they want to know. They want to track that she's transferring to you.
Well, first of all, we know each other really well.
No. I meant the Broncos organization.
That, I don't know. I mean, you have to get the app, and then you just transfer. There's, transfer.
Man, I don't know.
Hit that button.
I'm with Jamie. I think a lot of older people that's been going to the game since 1940, they're not going to know what to do these
days.
They're going to be lost.
I know. It's still sad.
Hey, Jerry.
I'm old school. I used to collect the tickets.
Yeah.
Are you so sad.
Are you printing out tickets on your computer, on your printer, and you are going to take paper?
Not no more.
Not anymore. Yeah. It's all on the phone.
I was like Jamie. I want a proof I had a ticket.
Yeah, so I'm sad because Jerry scrapbooks with his tickets. Now he can't anymore.
Jerry.
He can't scrapbook anymore.
Well,
Jerry,
it might make your scrapbook just a little bit more valuable now. Now the tickets
Oh, that's
are
true.
Gone.
That yeah, might be
yeah.
true.
No. They may be worth something.
One day. It's actually, we're joking, but you might be right, BJ.
Thanks, Jerry.
That's crazy.
All right,
enjoy the game. Broncos-Vikings tomorrow night, first preseason.
You know, that's like passports. Some of the places don't do stamps anymore. Oh, my God. I want a stamp in my passport.
You were just looking through your passport yesterday, reading off some exotic cities. Boy, was I angry.
Awesome.
Hey, look here, BJ. I've got Zurich. Zurich. I don't care if you've got Zurich.
Sorry.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.